You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose. What up? What up, though? I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in. Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do? We give the people. What they want. Welcome to the weekend edition of Jalen and Jacoby. We got a hot 15, 20 minutes for you. And we're going to start the show with something that's very important. Very important. Jalen Rose is in town every week now. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I've got a Wednesday night hoops run in Brooklyn. Jalen was so excited. I'm coming. I'm playing hoops. I told him that I'd meet him in the lobby of his hotel in an Uber. I would pick him up. We could go play hoops. Jalen no-showed pickups. Jalen no-showed pickup. Our producer, Nick Tutz, was there.
Nicholas.
He was playing great.
What up, though?
But what happened, Jay? What happened?
Yesterday was Thursday, and I'm so glad that we're going to be playing on that day.
No, we're not. You're never going to show up.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Because Wednesday and Fridays are my extra long days. On Wednesday, I'm finishing writing a column for the New York Post. I do J&J. And we have countdown to the game. The second game starts at 10, a half time.
None of this sounds like an answer to my question.
Right.
None of it.
I mean, close. So this week, right, since I'm trying to get the tsunami of the new season starting.
What?
I have multiple interviews set up.
Okay.
I interviewed Nate Burleson.
None of this
of CBS Morning.
You said you were going to be there and you weren't there.
I interviewed Charlamagne Tha God.
I don't love basketball.
I interviewed.
Okay. You know what? Sometimes I ask you questions and you just don't answer. You're just telling me your schedule of the week.
Miriam Bialik.
Great.
The new host of Jeopardy.
You said you were going to come to pick up basketball and you didn't.
So let me ask you a couple of follow-up questions. I just had to be an adult and work yesterday. I had to be a CEO, an entrepreneur. I had to be a talent, an analyst, a producer.
Stop it. I don't want to hear.
But let me ask you a question, though. How did you play?
Awful. I'm going to retire. I literally, after yesterday, my back hurt, my leg hurt. I was like, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. Awful. Like in 2 hours, I had like 4 or 5 buckets. Awful. Some days I play, I'm getting older now, and some days I play, I'm just like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going golfing this afternoon. I might just dedicate myself to being a bad golfer instead of a bad basketball player. Because it just doesn't hurt my ego as much.
But you don't get the cardio in and golf.
Man, I played really bad, Jalen. Really, really bad for 2 weeks in a row now. I don't even want to talk about it. Let's talk about some of the other matchups on this trash week 7.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I'm looking at the schedule like, you know what I do like about this though? Instead of like watching Red Zone forever, you know what I mean? Because I love to watch Red Zone. I'm just going to lock in on one game in each window. Like, I'm just going to lock in on Chiefs-Titans.
Man, you about to lock in on that Lions-Rams.
Of course. Homie. Of course. And for the until they're down by like 38 points. When they get down by 30, that's when I'll probably start looking at some others.
Shout out to the homies from the 313 right now that's making plans to go to L.A.
Shout out.
And party like it's 1999 this weekend.
Mm-mm.
Just you know how the Lions face Matthew Stafford and the Rams.
You know how
there'll be a lot of Lion parties in LA this weekend.
You know how the friend groups always get together and they pick one. They look at the schedule and they pick one weekend. This is we're gonna take a trip. We're gonna go to a road game. My friends do that with the Giants. I've never been to one because I like to watch all the games, not just one. But I went to a Buffalo game. But I don't think Lions fans doing that this year. Like, what's the point? What's the point of going to LA?
Already set up.
What's the point of going to LA,
already flying there,
paying for the hotel, getting your little Lions gear on, going to this brand new SoFi Stadium? But we got some other matchups too, Jalen and Anthony Rose. The Bears and the Bucks. The Bears in the Lions division, slightly more successful. Justin Fields has shown flashes of brilliance and flashes of rookie mistakes. But they've played some teams tough. Played the Packers kind of tough until they got owned by Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
You see an upset here in Tampa.
No. As long as going into last week, the Bears led the NFL in sacks. Anytime you could pressure anybody, in particular Tom Brady, obviously you hope to try to make him uncomfortable. The problem is, seems like as he's gotten older, he gets rid of the football much faster.
Mm-hmm.
And in Tampa, you know what he has? More weapons. And what I noticed is Antonio Brown is a wide receiver one again.
Yeah, he is.
Don't sleep on that. And we love Evans.
And Godwin.
They were 1A and 1B. Enter Antonio Brown. Weapons. And you know what else they've decided to do, which I've always wanted them to do? Turn around, run the football with Leonard Fournette.
Mm-hmm.
They could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And his hands have improved. He could catch now.
Yeah, I did notice that. He was never a receiving threat. But this year in particular, I'm like, oh, he got six balls? I was like, he got six balls?
Hey, I'm going to tell you what happens. Your positions coach come to you like, hey, you don't like coming out on third down? You don't like coming out on passing downs? Then you got to catch the football. Or you better be Derrick Henry. You know what I'm saying? Like, which one is it? And so I'm happy for Justin Fields, the greatest quarterback in the history of the Chicago Bears.
Easily.
We've already claimed it.
Easily.
Claimed it.
It'd be really hard for him not to end up being the greatest quarterback.
Claimed it. Let me know a Bears quarterback that has thrown for 4,000 yards.
Well, Jay Cutler is the closest thing. Is like, I mean, Jim McMahon wasn't necessarily lighting it up.
I love you, Jim McMahon. That's my guy.
He wasn't lighting it
That's
up.
That's my guy.
I think Walter Payton had a lot more to do with the success of that offense than Jim McMahon did.
Well, the Super Bowl shuffle was about that defense, too.
Yeah, of
like
course.
Singletary.
Of course. Never forget the fridge getting a touchdown.
Exactly.
In the Super Bowl.
That.
Please.
I love that.
However,
I remember he got it on Monday Night Football.
Jay Cutler had a season in Chicago that was you know, formidable.
Tell me the Bears quarterback that's thrown for 30 touchdowns in a season.
I just did.
Jay Cutler?
No, my silence.
Oh, okay, gotcha. My point exactly. So don't get mad when we say Justin Fields is the greatest quarterback in the history of the Bears. He's on his way. Shout out to the guys that played the position. But Jim McMahon is my guy. I love me some Jim McMahon.
Jalen, did you see the video of the Knicks fans after that win against the Celtics?
There are a lot of videos of Knicks fans after they win a game.
They're screaming. They're chanting. They're chanting bleep Tom Brady for some reason. They're chanting bleep Trae Young. Trae Young broke this city. Trae Young broke the psyche of this city. And I'm so proud of him and happy for him. You know what I mean? It's good. He embraced it.
So let's stay on this New York topic. But make sure I bring you back to this because I know you hate when I derail Revis.
Oh, no.
As much as I love the New York Knickerbockers being relevant, I said this into this microphone last year. I'm going to say it into this microphone again before the hype train starts. They're still not better than the Atlanta Hawks.
No.
Please continue.
Not better than the Atlanta Hawks. That was proven last year in a series in which DeAndre Hunter, I think, played two games and he played well. But the Hawks are deep, deep. Like Kevin Huerter just signed a deal. People don't talk about him. And they got Bogey. They got Bogey. They've got Isaac just signed a deal.
Cam Reddish.
Capella, Reddish.
John Collins.
Mm-hmm. They've got a nice 8-9 person rotation.
And you know who I want to shout? My brother Grant Hill. I like seeing my guy sitting front row with his queen, Tamia. You know how much we love power couple.
You know Grant Hill's mad about the 75 list. He's going to act like he doesn't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
I don't know him personally. I don't know him personally.
Well, I'll tell you.
But he's going to act like he doesn't care. For you.
Let me translate for you.
Okay.
This is my chance to be, I guess, off-wax Grant Hill.
Okay.
Right? He can't look at that list and believe Anthony Davis should be on in front of him.
He just seems so mature, though, that he wouldn't voice this.
No, I'm his conscious.
Okay.
I'm his ghetto conscious.
You're now his ghetto conscious. Got you. Got you.
Right? So he can't look at that list. He like, wait a minute. I was all NBA first, second team my first 6 years. And still to this day, has been all NBA more times than Anthony Davis. He has.
Less All-Stars.
I mean, I'm just saying. Like, for me, top 75, you got to give me what I saw from Steph last night. Like, I've been around this game for a long. I was born into this game. It was not adopted. Like, I ain't gonna lie, a couple of those guys, I'm like, maybe I gotta, they might say my name.
How many All-Star appearances you got? None. You're reading the list like, wait, huh? Man, there's a chance.
It's not zero. I'm like, hold on. How many active players?
No. Here's the calculation you're doing. You're like, all right, so I'm 47 now. If I live 50 more years and we get to 125, you know.
I already got my spot. I already calculated it last night.
How long you gotta live?
I calculated.
You're gonna have like a grandkid that's gonna like accept a little plaque for you.
You can't tell me. Grant Hill's an owner of a team. He's sitting on the front row every game. He's giving me tickets. It's his job to pay attention to this, to analyze this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was mine too. So I started looking at the list. I was like, they might say me.
No.
I'm like, you know what? No. Okay.
Your grandson is going to see the 250 list, and maybe your grandson is old.
I thought about
your grandson
it last
will
night.
Be like, have a walker and accept a plaque in the middle of a Pistons game on Mars.
Exactly. I like that. So the one thing about life is when you look at yourself in the mirror, do you see your representative? Do you see your agent? Or do you see your true self?
Oh, do you know what
right?
I see?
And you know what I had to do? I had to look at that list. And I had to think about the number of players that have played in the National Basketball Association. And I had to do a tell of the tape. And you know what I decided?
I'd go for it.
I was like, it's 4,000 people
you're not
to ever play.
You are not a top 50 player, but you're top 50%.
Correct.
You're top 50%.
Correct. So I told myself, if 4,000 people have played in the league,
okay,
I'm automatically top 2,000.
Easy top 2,000. So I'll give you top right, 1,500.
Right. So all right, I'm top 2,000.
It's a lot of people played
game.
For 2 years.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of people who play basketball. I'm top 2,000 to ever do
easy.
This, right.
Easy.
Then I was like, of that 2,000. That means, like, never, like, leading a team in scoring or, like, never getting any awards. I got a most improved player. I led a couple teams.
You should have been an All-Star. You should have been an All-Star.
You
should have.
20-point score.
You got snubbed at an All-Star weekend.
Yeah, I got a 20-point score. I played in a rookie game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm an all rookie team. I have the Nuggets rookie record for assists. You know, I scored 40 points
to this day.
To this day.
Oh, you know what?
Put some respect on my Nuggets career.
Every year.
To this day.
Every year when the Nuggets gets bounced from the playoffs, we should be like the 72 Dolphins and pop champagne.
Exactly.
Every time.
To this day.
Every year the Nuggets season ends, we'd be like, hey, any rookies? Oh, Facundo might come for you last year.
So I'm like,
Facundo
could have
came for you last year.
Before Zach LaVine, you know, I had the second highest scoring average in the history of the Bulls.
Oh, come on, Zach.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, Zach. Wait. I'm sorry. Second highest scoring average in the history of Bulls. There's someone named Michael Jeffrey Jordan that.
That was the only person ahead of me. You know what I'm saying? So if it weren't for him.
Horace Grant never had like a 25
point. If it weren't for him, I would have had that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That means, listen.
Help lead the Pacers to their only NBA appearance.
Arguably, I think you mean more to the Chicago Bulls franchise than Michael Jordan. You never left them for 3 years to play baseball.
I wouldn't do such a thing.
Yeah, come on.
I wouldn't do such a thing.
I think your legacy in Chicago is probably more important than Michael Jordan. He played better basketball.
Right. And shout to my OG big bro, Reggie Miller, who did make it. So as I cut it from 2,000, that means I'm already in the 1,000 percentile.
That's
so. So I'm like.
Sure.
So I'm like. Now it's between. Realistically, I'm like between 500 and 1,000.
Yeah.
I'm like between 500
and
1,000.
Yeah.
So I cut it in half. I'm top 750. You know they
top
got
750.
You know what I'm saying? They got the top 75 list.
625.
You know what I mean? I'm top 750.
Top 750.
Yeah.
70 plus 675 plus 2021. Let's figure out what year you're gonna get appreciated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When do I get my statue?
It'll be the year 2696. Is when you're going to be announced as one of the top 750 players in the history.
What year is that?
2,696.
Okay. I'll be here.
Yeah. No, you won't be here. Humans won't be on Earth at that point. The way we're running this, the way we're burning this to the ground, come on now.
Hey, man.
Come on now. Please.
Rest in peace to my lovely mother, Jeannie Rose. That name, Jalen, will be here long after I'm gone.
We got time for one voicemail. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G.
Hey, dog, I got to tell you a secret. Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes, Reg. It's a Pop the Trunk Productions. Did you hear the OG Tommy scream out to you? We ain't got no voicemails.
We got no voicemails. You need voicemails. Voicemails? What you mean?
He said we got less than 90 seconds.
We gotta get out of the studio.
He's like,
play the voicemail. Come on, Tommy.
At least play it.
Play the voicemail.
Shout out Reg the Ledge. Jalen, real quick, bro. You got an iPhone. You need to get a new iPhone. When you set up the new iPhone, it'll grab everything from your old one. You don't have to do nothing else, man. I'm pretty sure that your assistant or Jacoby can walk you through it. But I need help, guys. I'm getting married in a few months here, and my wife is trying to ban the bachelor party. What do I do? Like, do I start this wedding off on a bad note by just doing it anyway? Do I break loose from my boys that I'm already whipped and I can't even have a bachelor party? What do I do? This is D in Cleveland, by the way. Keep giving the people what they want. Keep counting them checks.
D in Cleveland, I got you. I got you, D in Cleveland. They're trying to kick us out of the studio, but I got you on this one. First of all, Jalen Rose, yesterday I said, let's go to the iPhone store right now. He's scared. I don't know where it is. But secondly, you have an approved bachelor party. Just say we're going to a steakhouse. And don't lie. Go to a steakhouse. You don't have to have strippers and craziness and get hammered at your bachelor party. Because listen, there's no rule against going to a gentleman's club after you're married. So you just say, listen, I'm going to have a bachelor party, but it's not going to have erotic entertainment.
I like what you did there.
And just go to a steakhouse, enjoy it with your buddies, maybe watch a couple games, and just then get married. And then after you're married, maybe you enjoy some erotic entertainment.
D from Cleveland, thank you for the shout. Today is Friday. By Wednesday, I'll have two of the newest iPhones. I promise you.
Yeah, right.
If you're about to get married and your better half doesn't want you to have a bachelor party, you can A, take Jacoby's advice. B, you can also have the bachelor party that's on wax with the in-laws and whatnot. And then you have the bachelor
you don't
party
be sneaking around.
That's off wax.
You don't want to be
Let
sneaking
me finish.
around.
Let
man.
Me finish.
Don't start it like that.
You got to let her know that you're not hosting it. Your friends are. Like, you're not hosting it. Your friends are. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's how you do that, in my opinion. But don't mess it up in order to have a bachelor party.
Don't. It's not worth it.
It ain't worth it. Like don't Jacoby
lie.
Said.
You don't want to be caught in a lie 2 weeks before the wedding.
This ain't the only time you could go to a strip club. You got 100 years to go.
Whatever you do, don't mess it up.
Wherever you live, don't mess it up. You can prove me wrong. There's more strip clubs than colleges. You got plenty of time.
We will be back on Monday, and Jalen will be back in studio on Wednesday, and he will not have a new iPhone, I promise. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got the gift of being-